God? Is he violent and vindictive? Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is building a full-scale Noah's Ark south of Cincinnati, Ohio. Critics of the Bible often charge that God is vindictive and violent. One of their frequent examples is the time when God instructed Joshua to destroy certain cities, including all the inhabitants, men, women, and children. But if you look carefully at the context and the historical background, you'll see that the Bible's critics have made a false charge. Long before Joshua's battles, God had promised to give some land, what's called the Promised Land, to Abraham and his descendants. But before taking possession of the land, the Israelites needed to serve the Egyptians for 400 years. And during those four centuries, well, God was gracious to the people who were dwelling in the Promised Land. He gave them 400 years to turn from their sinful ways. When they didn't, God used the Israelites as an instrument of his righteous judgment. So even in this instance, God showed his amazing grace and patience.
The question of suffering and death in this world is tackled by Ken Ham in a DVD we're offering to you this week. For a donation of any amount, we'll send Ken's excellent video on why God allows suffering and death in this world. Request the DVD when you call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS and make a donation of any size. We'll also send you information on the Noah's Ark we're building in Northern Kentucky. 888-89-ANSWERS or on the web at answersoffer.org.